lives. Marius has seen it many times before. He's been on the force 41 years, senior officer at the station for the last 17, and he has to prod them about it every single autumn. But not today. Today he has to focus on the conversation. Marius fiddles irritably with the frequency on the car radio, but he can't find what he's looking for. Only news about Gorbachev and Reagan, and speculation about the fall of the Berlin Wall. It's imminent, they're saying. A whole new era may be on its way. He's known for a while that the conversation has to happen, yet he's never been able to screw up his courage. Now there's only a week until his wife thinks he's retiring, so the time has come to tell her the truth, that he can't cope without his job, that he's dealt with the practical side of things, and put off the decision, that he isn't ready yet to settle on the corner sofa and watch Wheel of Fortune, to rake leaves in the garden, or play old maid with the grandkids. It sounds easy when he runs through the conversation in his head, but Marius knows full well she'll be upset. She'll feel let down. She'll get up from the table and start scouring the stove in the kitchen and tell him, with her back turned, that she understands. But she won't. So when the report came over the radio 10 minutes ago, he told the station he'd handle it himself, postponing the conversation a little longer. Normally he'd be annoyed about having to drive all the way out to Urum's farm, through fields and forest, merely to tell them they need to keep a better eye on their animals. Several times now, pigs or cows have broken through the fence and gone roaming the neighbors' fields until Marius, or one of his men, made Urum sort it out. But today he isn't annoyed. He asked them to call first, of course, ringing Urum's house and the ferry terminal where he has a part-time job. But when nobody picked up at either place, he turned off the main road and headed for the farm. Marius finds a channel playing old Danish music. The bright red rubber dinghy fills the old Ford Escort, and Marius turns up the volume. He's enjoying the autumn and the drive, the woods, their yellow, red, and brown leaves mixing with the evergreens, the anticipation of hunting season, which is just beginning. He rolls down the window, the sunlight casting its dappled light onto the road through the treetops. And for a moment, Marius forgets his age. There's silence at the farm. Marius gets out and slams the car door, and as he does so, it strikes him that it's been ages since he was last here. The wide yard looks dilapidated. There are holes in the windows of the stable. The plaster on the walls of the house is peeling off in strips, and the empty swing set on the overgrown lawn is nearly swallowed up by the tall chestnut trees encircling the property. Littered across the gravel yard are leaves and fallen chestnuts, which squelch beneath his feet as he walks up to the front door and knocks. After Marius has knocked 3 times and called out Urum's name, he realizes nobody will answer. Seeing no sign of life, he takes out a pad, writes a note, and slips it through the mailbox, while a few crows flit across the yard and vanish behind the Ferguson tractor parked in front of the barn. Marius has driven all the way out here on a fool's errand, and now he'll have to stop by the ferry terminal to get hold of Urum. But he's not annoyed for long. On the way back to the car, an idea pops into his head. That never usually happens to Marius, so it must be a stroke of luck that he drove out here instead of heading straight home to the conversation. Like a band-aid on a cut, he'll offer his wife a trip to Berlin. They could run down there for a week, well, at least a weekend, say, as soon as he can take time off. Do the drive themselves, witness history in the making, that new era. Eat dumplings and sauerkraut, like they did before in Harzen, on that camping trip with the kids far too long ago. Only when he's almost reached the car does he see why the crows are settling behind the tractor. They're hopping around on something pallid and formless, and not until he gets closer